I think about things more than quite a lot of people I know do. And recently, not even recently, but for as long as AI has been gaining its popularity, I've really been thinking, and not alone. I don't mean to say that I am the originator of these ideas, that I am thinking in any novel way all the time, necessarily. I think that my thoughts, my knowledge base is built upon those of others, others that I hear, others that I listen to, others that I read. Not necessarily just in AI, of course, but in the labor relation tradition. And to link to that, I just mean to say that as engineers, as people who make things, as people who are skilled workers, this can be applied to different professions, obviously. But I myself, I'm an engineer. I'm a trained engineer. I went to school for engineering. That is what I know. That is the thing I love doing. That's the thing I do in my spare time, not just for money. That's the thing I do that loses me money. And I think that with this embrace of AI that we see throughout our industry, throughout other industries, I think that we should really think about why it is being used, about who it is that is putting this technology onto us, these technologies onto us, and what the effect of using these technologies is doing to us and our ability to live fulfilling lives. I think that this podcast, this episode, is a very good discussion on different aspects, on how AI and labor and capital and how all these forces interact into ultimately de-skilling us. And the question is, who's de-skilling us for? It's not de-skilling us for our own benefit. Why would I want to de-skill myself? Of course. Why would I want to not know how to do these things that I used to know how to do, or to not learn these things because there's this other thing that can do it for me? Instead, it is de-skilling us for the benefit of capital, for the benefit of our employers, for the benefit of the people who make money off of our labor. It is because that there's now this thing that can do things and better than, or not better than, but can do things that makes our jobs faster, sure, quicker, sure, easier, sure. I mean, when it's right. But the ultimate thing that happens is that our jobs are less specialized or less skillful. We become less specialized, less skillful, and we become less appreciative of our craft, less in tune with our craft, less knowledgeable about our craft. We use these systems that do these mundane tasks for us, but as we do that, we maybe go bigger, hand off more things to these things. Then we forget how to do these things. We use AI to make codable models, and a simple fucking JSON response. And it really isn't for our benefit. It's for the benefit of the people who are making money off of us. Because when we are less skillful, when our jobs require less skill, that means that we can be paid less for our jobs. How do you argue that you are special? And how do you argue that your skill is that this is your specialty, this is what you can do, when there's this other thing that they already pay for that can basically almost do what you can do? They just need someone else who doesn't even have to do what you can do, that can just debug efficiently, review code efficiently. So maybe not even efficiently, but can just do those jobs, and they can pay them less than they pay you. Your job becomes less of a, your skills become less marketable. And I mean, capital gets to keep more of the profits, because it's not like they're going to reduce the price of these products, of their services, or their products. They're going to reduce their costs. And we are all their costs. So I think that in handing off our jobs to AI, in embracing using these technologies, we're very cognizant of what it is that we're actually doing and how it is that we are affecting ourselves, not just in the short term, but in the long term, and for the future of our profession, for the future of the people who like making things. I'm a maker. I like making things. My LinkedIn bio fucking says I'm a maker. I mean, I'm half dead. But I think that we really should be careful about all of this, because this willful embrace of these technologies that de-skill us, there's value being captured, there's value being generated, there's value being captured, and it's not by us. I'm not saying that to be greedy, to be anything. Where is the passion for our craft? And the about page, I say it's crafted by me, because it is a craft that I believe in, that I love, that I extract immense joy and pleasure from. One of my best friends is an artist, and I cannot imagine him handing off his the next sculpture he makes, next painting he makes, next anything he makes to an AI. Why the fuck would he do that? Because he can, he, the, see, our brother's there, but he loves doing it. He loves making these things that sure give him money at the end of the day, but it's a process. It's a part of the ideation, the iteration, all of this process that we are handing off to this entity for the benefit of people who ultimately want to extract as much value as possible from us. I think that we should be really cognizant of that. And I think that's what I have to say. I am a nobody. I am not an originator of thought, some thought maybe. But not this school. This is a tradition that I am building upon that I'm hoping that you may resonate with. And I'm saying this while listening to this episode of This Machine Kills, AI is the Demon God of Capital, featuring it's stolen past my iPhone. Just to say that I'm not, I mean, yeah, of course I use technology, I fucking make it up. Featuring Hagen Blitz there, interviewing him, having a discussion with him. And it's a really, really thoughtful discussion. And I think that if you are interested in AI and how, if you are a maker, if you're an engineer, if you're interested in the space at all, that this episode is worth a listen. But yeah, that's it for me. It's raining. I've been walking Brooklyn for, well, I'm not finished my work. I'll fucking know you. I've been walking for 84 minutes. It's covered 44.4 kilometers. I know it's snow, but I've been taking a lot of pre-pictures. I might have pneumonia, but hey, gotta risk it for the biscuit. Anyway, my name is Appa Manjezi. Bye.